Stranded 2, Trial by Fire. Chapter 12. Buzz didn't even know anything was wrong until he saw the blood dripping off Carter's hand. "It's okay," Carter kept saying as they climbed down from Dead Man's Shelf. "I'm fine, I'm fine." James seemed the most upset. She made Carter sit still long enough to let them look at the cut, while Buzz heard about what had happened with the Lucky Star. That was it, then. The boat was gone. Whatever they'd salvaged was all they were going to get. But at least they had the new flare, along with the two cans of food and everything else. Carter had sliced the side of his hand from the base of his pinky finger down to his wrist. The cut was long, but shallow. At home, it wouldn't have been a big deal at all. Here, it was more of a concern. "You need to keep that clean," Buzz told Carter. "It could get infected." "It'll be okay," he said, pulling his hand away. "Yeah, well, we just need to make sure it stays that way," Vanessa said. The closest thing they had to bandages were the new socks from the boat. As soon as they were dry, Buzz thought, they would cut the toes off one and make a kind of fingerless glove for Carter to slide on. Anything to keep the cut covered up. But then again, Carter would probably never go for that. In the meantime, everyone else's attention had turned to the two silver cans they'd brought up from the boat. Vanessa insisted they eat only one now and save the other. Still, Buzz could feel the mood in camp shooting sky high. Anything to eat besides coconut and snails was worth celebrating. Carter held the two cans up, one in each hand. "Pick one, Jane," he said. Jane's eyes lit up, and she tapped the one on the right. "I'll get the big knife," Vanessa said. It was ravioli, as it turned out. They didn't bother heating it over the fire. They just passed the can and a spoon around the circle, taking turns. Even so, it was the most amazingly delicious thing Buzz had ever eaten in his life. He'd never known food could taste this good. Each of them got 3.5 ravioli, plus several scrapes with a spoon to gather up every last bit of sauce that clung to the side of the can. It didn't fill their bellies or even come close, but it was more than they'd had in 3 days. Once the can was empty, everyone got busy again. Carter insisted on taking the new flare up to Lookout Point himself, to store it inside the signal fire where the last one had been. "I want to do a test run," he said, "see how fast I can get up there just in case." It wasn't a bad idea, actually, and none of them was faster than Carter. That was just a fact. Jane said she'd go too, and take notes, of course. Buzz and Vanessa stayed back at camp, taking care of the new supplies, spreading out the blankets, pillows, jackets, and socks in the late afternoon sun. With any luck, everything would be dry in time for sleeping that night. Just the idea of having his own blanket was exciting, Buzz thought. It wasn't exactly Christmas, but it had been a pretty good day. For Nowhere Island, anyway. July 4, Part 2. Day 10 since we left Hawaii. Day 6 on Nowhere Island. "You know what's better than snails? Ravioli. We just ate a whole can of it, split 4 ways. I think it was the best thing I ever tasted in my life." After that, we took a practice run up to Lookout Point. That's what Carter called it. "We don't have a stopwatch, but we're guessing it took 6 minutes. Carter says if he keeps trying, he can get his time down, maybe to 5 minutes, or even 4.5. Because if a boat or plane comes looking for us, we need to get up there and light that signal fire ASAP. We'll try again tomorrow. It's been a super long day and everyone's really tired. In fact, I'm going to sleep right now. Good night."